It takes it daf is it daf kuf dal. So let's take it from the top. The new mission begins, still talking about chalitza, a lot about chalitza. The mission says a chalitza belayla, chalitza kshera. According to the Tanakham, if chalitza is performed at nighttime, it's acceptable. Rabbi Elazar, posa, he says it's no good if it's done belayla. The mission then says besmol, if the chalitza was done on the left leg, the left foot, chalitza sapsula, and Rabbi Elazar again machshi, he permits it. So what's this machlok is whether or not it's acceptable belayla or not acceptable belayla. So Gemara says, Lema baha kemithli. Let's suggest they're arguing about the following hekesh. Demar savar makshinan rivim linigayim. Umar savar lo makshin rivim linigayim. Do we connect riv, which is a fight, a monetary fight? We'll see how sota, right now, sota, how we, chalitza connects to a monetary fight, riv, how that connects to nigayim. Nigayim, the pasuk says, bayom heros bo, that the coin must see the nigayim bayom. So too, through the hekesh, the riv must take place at yom as well. Look at Rashi, three lines from the top. Linigam kol riv v'chol nega says in the pasuk man nigam riasam b'yom. You have to look at nega in the daytime. The chesiv it says b'yom haros bo af rivim b'yom v'chalitza dinhu digo v'ksuva. Why is chalitza called a din a riv? It's called a din because you collect the ksuba. It results in collecting the ksuba. So therefore, the Tanakama holds it's like a riv, like a nega, which is only b'yom and laila. Therefore, is pasul. However, Mar Savar, Lo Makshin, you don't have such a hekesh, and therefore there's no indication that it has to be Dafka Bayom, and therefore Rebbe Elazar holds it's even good Balaila. So Gemara says, Lo, not true. That is not the basis of this machlokes. Dechuliyama Lo Makshin and Rivim Linigayim. No one connects Rivim Linigayim. The two different worlds, two different areas of the Torah. So what's the machlokes, whether or not Chalit is a possible Balaila or not? Di Makshin and Afilo Gamar Din Balaila Namilo. Because had you connected Riv to Nigam in general, we wouldn't allow a general, Din Torah, Rivim in general, forgetting Chalitza, we would not accept it Balaila. But the Din is, if it was done Balaila, we actually would accept Din and Mamas. Although Din and Mamas should be done by Yom, if it's Gomer and Balaila, we complete it Balaila, the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes this. If we really would connect to have a Hekesh of Riv to Nega, then the Gemara Din should not be acceptable Balaila. So we don't hold of such a Hekesh between Riv and Nigam, the two different worlds. So what is machlok is whether chalitza may be done balayla or not. So Gemara says, baha, they're arguing about the following. Mar savar chalitza kitchilas din damya, umar savar chalitza kigemar din damya. The din is that when it comes to a din Torah, the beginning of tchilas din must be done by yom, Rashi tells us this, and the gemar din may be done balayla. So how do we categorize chalitza? Is chalitza ketchilas din or is it kigmar din? What's this machlokas? So they explain that tchilas din means, what is the din element of chalitza? It's the collecting the ksuba. So chalitza is a heter for her not to collect the ksuba. So the collecting the ksuba is really the gemar din. The chalitza is a tchilas din. So pashup shot is, chalitza is a tchilas din. Why would one assume that chalitza is considered gemardin? Because we have another concept that once she's omade to collect the ksuba, it's ki'ilu is already gavoy dami, as if it was already collected. So once you got everything in motion, it's ki'ilu, there's a gemardin. So that's the machlokas, whether or not you categorize chalitza ki'gemardin or tchilas din, and that's going to indicate and dictate whether or not it's a pasul balayla or not. So Gemara then says, Rabba barchia ki tosva'a, Ovid Uvda, he once did a Maisa Chalitza, Bimok, Biyachidi, Balayla. He used Mok, which was some non-leather material. He did it Biyachidi without a Bezdin, one individual. And Balayla, he did this Balayla. So Amar Shmuel says, Kama Rov Gavra, David Kichada, how great is this person? He did this in a mocking way. It's such a Gadol Ador, this Gadol Batorah, that he did this like a Yachid. So he did three things. So Mark asks, my Kasha, what was his problem? Which of the three matters, Mok, Yechidah, Balayla, was he so bothered that it was only a Das Yachid, Ki Yechidah? Emok, if he was bothered by Mok, Stamatanya, that's the Stam Brisa tells us. If you look at Rashi says, Emok, Stamatanya, Bebrisa, the El, Bakava, Kita, Bemok, Bismichas, Regalm. So you could actually use this, Reglaib, you could actually use this, even a Stam Brisa says it's acceptable, but the Evid, even non-leather, even this other material, would be acceptable. So that's not Das Yachid. That's everyone agrees, B'dievet Mok is acceptable. Even though no, it's not good L'chachila, but B'dievet is acceptable. So that wasn't his problem. E Mok, Stamatanya. E Laila, Stamatanya. Even Belaila, if that was the concern, we just saw above, Tanakama Stam says, Belaila, Chalitza, Sakshay, it's acceptable. So he couldn't have been bothered by the fact it was done Belaila. So what was he bothered about? He must have been bothered about Ela Yechidi, that he did this by himself, as without a Bezdin. How can you do this by Yachid? The Yachidah Katani, let's Das Yachid. who allows chalitza to be done b'yichidi. That was Shmuel's problem with Rabba Bar Chiya Ketosva. The Tzad, the Mishnah tells us, we saw the Mishnah, actually we'll see it in Amud Beis rather, the Mishnah, achalitza b'shnayim of b'shlosha, if let's say chalitza was done in the presence of two or three dayanim, v'nimsa echa memkar v'pasol, one of them becomes pasol, or turned out they're pasol or relative, chalitzasa psul, it's pasol. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, and Hasandel are machshir. They say it's acceptable, even though one's puzzle. So long as you have one man standing, that's good enough. So the das yach. Well, see, that's the yichidi works according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan and Sandel. Umayis be'echad shechalitz beino leveina bebeis hasurim. One time, a person performed chalitza. He and his yavama were in jail and they did chalitza to each other. Ubamayis lefnei Rabbi Kiva hechshi permitted this. We don't pass like that zug. That couple, that pair, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, although they accepted yichidi, we don't hold that way. That's a das yachid. So that was Shmuel's problem, that the fact that he accepted this b'yichidi, which is against the Stam Mishnah. So that's all one explanation what he was bothered by. Ibayisema, which seems to be more pashup shot, that Shmuel was bothered by all three, actually. Why? Kula nami yichida ketanila. All of them are das yachid. Because all the Stam Mishnahs, although they said it was good, it was all good only b'di'eved. But l'chachila, even our Tanakhama doesn't say l'chachila should do this b'layla. If it was done b'layla, it's acceptable. If it was done b'mok, it's acceptable. But l'chachila you should use, or l'chachila should be done b'yom. So you're bothered by all three of them. The Tani, the Braisa says that Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi, Ani Ra'isi is Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Shechalitz b'mok, B'yichidi b'layla. I saw this happen, but he was all das yachid, and that we don't pass like at all. It's only acceptable in these cases, b'di evin. So Gemara now explains what's the machlokas in the mission above between the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar, whether or not smol, the removing of the shoe of the smol, whether that's good or not good, b'smol chalitzas v'chuli. My time with Rabbanim. What was the reason for the Rabbanim that they accepted, such, rather they disqualified such a chalitza b'smol? Amar Ula. Ula says, Yafinan regel. Regal mi mitzora. It says the word regal by mitzora. It says the word regal by chalitza. Malahal and the yamin. Just like by the mitzora, it's certainly referring to the right leg. Af kan the yamin. So to chalitza must be referring to the right leg. Rebbe Lazar lo yalf. Regal mi mitzora. Does Rebbe Lazar not learn such a gzer shava as well from mitzora? We have Vatanya Rebbe Lazar omer minayin liritzia. She beozen hayimanis. When it comes to an eved ivri, he wants to stay with his adon. We pierce his right ear. How do we know it's referring to the right ear as opposed to the left ear? Nemar kan ozen, it says by mitzora ozen. V'nemar lahalan ozen, it says by the ritzia ozen. Ma lahalan yamin, just like by mitzora, referring to the right ear. Af kan yamin, so too. So we see, even though the two different halachas, one's referring to ritzia, one's referring to chalitza, but the very fact that mitzora is used as a base for gzer shavas, so once he accepts it for ritzia, he certainly should accept it for the world of chalitza as well. That's what the Gemara initially thinks. And the Gemara says, no. Amr, first Gemara says one thing. Amr of Yitzhak by Yosef, Amr of Yochan, Muchlefes Hashita. You're right. In order to make sure that Rabbi Elazar is consistent, let's switch a sheet around here in the Mishnah. Actually, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar is the one who says Smol is Puzzle because he has Gzer Shava Regal by Mitzora, just like he has Ozen by Ritzia. That's the first suggestion. And then the Gemara says, no, Rav Amar Liolam Lo Tepach. Don't switch around the sheet. Let's keep the text as is. But he only accepts it by the Ritzia. He doesn't accept it by Chalitza. Why? What's the difference? Ozen, Ozen, Mufne, Rega, Rega, Lo, Mufne. Ozen, Ozen, the ear, the word ear, by both cases, is Mufne, is extra superfluous, and therefore it's available for a question. But the word Regel by Chalitza and the word Regel by Mitzor are not extra, not superfluous, and therefore not available for the Gzer Shava. The Gemara says, V'chilo Mufne, my Pircha. So even when they're not Mufne, even when they're not extra, you can still make a Gzer Shava from a word that's not superfluous, so long as there's no question. So there it says regal by mitzora, says regal by chalitza. Granted, they're not mufne, but you still make a gzer shava, unless you have a question. So what's the question? What would break this gzer shava? My pircha. So Gemara's ika. So Gemara's ika mifrach. You could ask the following question. Maybe only by the regal of mitzora requires the right leg, because there are other chumras, as opposed to chalitza, maybe the left leg's acceptable. What are the chumras by mitzora? Ika mifrach, mala mitzora, shekein ton, eitz, eretz, ve'ez, ve'shni talas, all these items to perform the sprinkling of the mitzora to make it tahor, as opposed to there's no such a thing by chalitza. Therefore, this other chumra of right leg might only apply to chalitza, and not, rather, to mitzora, and not to chalitza, and that's why Rabbi Elazar allows smol to be used for chalitza. So now the new Mishnah begins at the bottom here in Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, three lines up. Chalitza, we should mention firstly, the chalitza has three stages. There's a chalitza, which is removing the shoe. There's rekika, which, yeah.
So this is the last limud is according to everybody? No, only according to the one who says, according to the man Amar who says that you can't do that.
According to Rabban, he holds the Gzer Shava, and therefore it's pasul. So then the Mishnah, when it comes to chalitz, the Mishnah is going to tell us there are three steps to the Mishnah, to the chalitz rather. There's the ma'aseh chalitz, which is removing the shoe. There is the rekika, the spitting, she spits towards him. And the kriya, then there's a kriya, the reading that takes place. So Gemara says, chalitz of rakika, if she does chalitza and she spits, v'lokar, but she doesn't read, she doesn't say the statement. The din is, chalitzas aksher, that's acceptable. The kriya is not ma'akev. Why not? We're going to look at Rashi. The Mishnah is going to say it also, but just look at Rashi first. We're going to turn the page with Rashi in just a second. Chalitza sekshera, dekriya lo ma'akev. How do we know kriya is not ma'akev? Dechsiv, it says in the passage by Chalitza, kacha ye'aseh, going with Amud Beis in Rashi just for a second. Kacha ye'aseh, kol dover shu ma'isa ma'akev. It says, kacha ye'aseh. Ye'aseh is a ma'isa. Only that which is a ma'isa. Kacha is a word that's li'ikuva. Only ma'isim are ma'akev. Dechik siv kacha de mashma ikuva a ma'isik siv. Such as chalitza, such as rekika. As opposed to kriya, which is not called a ma'isa, kriya is a dibur ba'amu, that is not ma'akev. So that's the understanding of the Mishnah. So again, back into an Aleph here. Chalitza v'rakika, avalokara chalitza sakshera, because the word kacha is not qualifying the word kriya. Then kara v'rakika, if she reads and spits about lo chalitza, but she doesn't do the chalitza psula, that's possible. So what about kara? She read about lo rakika, rather chalitza. The kara, she did chalitza. She did the reading, but she didn't spit here. About lo rakika, that's machlokas tonight. Rabbi Elazar omer chalitza psula, Rabbi Kiva omer chalitza kshera. So again, whether or not there was the spitting, that's machlokas, whether it's ma'akev or not. So again, Riki, everyone agrees chalitza is ma'akev. Everybody agrees kriya is not ma'akev. The machloka is about rakika. So the Mishnah goes on to Amr Beis to explain the machloka. It said, Amr le Rebbe Lazar, kacha yaseh. It says in the pasuk, kol davar shu ma'isa ma'akev. That which is a ma'isa is ma'akev. And rakika is called the ma'isa. So rakika should, of course, be ma'akev, says Rebbe Lazar. Amr le Rebbe Kiva, misham rai, that's your raya. Kacha yaseh li'ish, the focus is on ish, that which is done to the man. The chalitz is done on the man. The rakika, you don't spit on the guy himself, on the yavam. You spit on the ground, but not on the ish. Look at Rashi three lines down. An act that was done to the body, such as removing his shoe. She spits on the ground, but not on him. So the word ish limits the kacha yaseh li'ish to only the chalitz is ma'akev, but not the rakika, according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Mishnah then says a few other halachas related to chalitza now. Hacheresh shenechlatz, v'achareshes shechalza, whether the man or woman is a cheresh or chareshes, chaletes lekatan, or the man to katan, chalitzas apsul. These are all examples that are pater. We'll have to see in the Gemara's why that is. Katana, shechalza, if she's a katana, tichlotz mishitagdil. It didn't work, and when she gets older, she has to do another chalitza. Vimlo chalza, if she doesn't do a chalitza when she gets older, chalitzas apsul. Chalitza b'shnayim or b'shlosha, this is, let's say she did chalitza in the presence of two or three people, that we saw quoted on Amud Aleph. V'nim se'echa mimkar v'pasal, one of them is pasal, one of them is a relative, chalitza s'psula, because you need two, if not three dayanim, but once one is pasal, you only have one left standing. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Sandler, Machshirin, they permit one, yechidi. U'maisa be'echa t'shechalitza b'ino l'veino, b'es asurim, u'ba maisa l'vnei Rabbi Kiva, v'yechshir, they accepted it. Fine. So that's a slew of the halachas are in the Mishnah. We're going to focus just on the first half of the Mishnah right now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hashad Amris Kriya Lomakve. Now that we've established already that Kriya is not Ma'akev because it's not a Maisa, Lefikach, therefore we can conclude Ilem V'Lemes, a man or woman who's mute, who can't speak, Shechalta Chalitza Zekshera. They don't have to say the Kriya is not Ma'akev. So if they don't can't speak, that doesn't hold them back. So the Gemara asks a question, Tanan. Cheresh shenechlatz, hachareshes shechalza, v'chaletzes minakatan chalitzas apsul. These are all examples of that which is possible. Why? My time. La mishum de lo b'nei kriyan. And is it not because one who's a cheresh is possible from reading? And so if possible from reading, so through the ilem ilemes should also be possible. So Gemara says, lo, you know why cheresh chareshes are excluded? Because mishum de la b'nei den, you know, they don't have it there. They weren't able to hear and learn and educate themselves. That's why you need to be la b'nei dayaninu to perform chalitza. But an ilam can listen, although he can articulate, he can't speak, but he's able to listen and be educated. So Gemara says, ihe hachi, that's the case. Ilam ilam es nami, they should also be disqualified. Gemara says, not true. Amar Rava Ilem Vilemas Bnei Dayan. You know, they are knowledgeable, they're educated, they could learn, they could hear, they could read. It's just that they can't speak. It's not because there's a difficulty in their brain, let's say. There's just something's wrong with their speaking abilities, but their ability to comprehend, that's fully intact. So therefore, Ilem Vilemas is acceptable. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Amri de'be Reb Yannai l'fisheinu ba'omer v'amr." But wait a second. We have a statement in the name of Reb Yannai that says that Ilem Ilemes is actually unaccepted. They're disqualified because they can't say, they can't recite the words. They won't be good. It says in the pasuk, "V'karu lo ziknei iro v'dibre lava v'amad v'amr." He says, "Lo chafatzdi l'kachta." That word "amr," and by her it says "amra amra kacha yisalish." Those are likuva. So an Ilem Ilemes is disqualified, not because the Kriyas Ma'akev, and not because blah b'nei day in inu, but the pasuk says they have to be able to speak. So they're disqualified. So Gemara goes back to square one. Okay, you're right. So they're not good enough. Ella, ki itmar Rava. When Rava said his statement, sefer itmar, he was talking about the sefer. What does that mean? Cheresh shenechlatz v'achareish shechalta v'acholat is minakatan chalita is a psul. These are examples where the chalita is disqualified. Amar Rava, Rava says, Hashad Amar's Kriya Ma'akev. Now that we said Kriya is Ma'akev, if that's the case, really, is Ma'akev, because these individuals, the Cheresh, can't say it. Lefikach Ilein Vilemes Shechalta Chalitasa Psula. That's what he said. They were actually puzzle, because a Cheresh can't say it because he can't speak, and therefore an Ilemes can't say it either. Umasnis and Krebi Zera. But doesn't our Mishnah clearly say, if you don't do the Kriya, it doesn't work? And Rava says, no. That's the famous Sheet of Rabbi Zera. Damar Rabbi Zera, Kala Roy Labila. If it's fit to be mixed, so then mixing is a makev. You don't have to actually mix, it's referring to menachos, mixing the flour and the oil, as long as it's roy to be bila, that's good. But chol shein roy lebila, if it's not mixable, then bila makevus, and if it wasn't mixed, it's not good. So as long as there's a person that has the ability to speak, and even though he doesn't actually do the kriya, that's acceptable. But ilem ilemes, cheresh cheresh, since they can't speak, they're completely disqualified from chalitza. The Gemara now says the following. They sent a message to Avu the Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, the following. Yivama shirakika tachlots. A woman, the Yivama, does the spitting, she has to do chalitza. Once she spit, she's now disqualified from doing yibum. Yibum is no longer on the table anymore if she spit. Even though spitting doesn't create the yibum, you still need the chalitza, but still, the rakika does disqualify the potential of doing yibum. So Gemara says, Michla, this all implies, like I just said, she's disqualified from doing yibum with her brothers once she spit. So again, she has to finish the chalitza process, but at least at this stage, there's a psul to the brothers. So Mani, who is the author behind such a statement? Elaim, if you're going to tell me Rabbi Kiva. Now, Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah, was the one who said that rakika is not ma'akev. So rakika is not ma'akev, so right now Gemara says, if it's not ma'akev, so it shouldn't disqualify either. It shouldn't be possible. So Gemara says, Elaim, Rabbi Kiva, Hashta Mabamakum mitzvah in the case of mitzvah where she wants to perform chalitza, and diklamemar midei, and the rakika is not ma'akev. That's a strange comparison right now for a second. But diklamemar midei dehave aemurim dechilisnayu lo ma'akve. So if the emurim are there, the halacha is normally you can't eat the basar of kachim until the emurim are brought on the mizbech. But let's say the emurim were lost, they were burnt, someone got rid of them, then you could go ahead and eat achilas basar. So that's the comparison. But either way, Rabbi Kiva holds the rakika is not ma'akev the chalitza v'chiyisnayu ma'akve. But when it's there, it is ma'akev the emurim. So long as the emurim are available to be burnt, they are ma'akev a person eating the basar. So if that's the case, Amar Rabbi Kiva lo ma'akve ma'akvin epsale. But here, but by rakika, it's even less. Rabbi Kiva says even when the spitting's available, you can do it. It's still not ma'akev, meaning the emurim, when they're available, it's ma'akev. When they're not ma'akev, they're not ma'akev. So by spitting is not ma'akev ever. So if it's not ma'akev by Rabbi Kiva, so then how could you say it's going to disqualify the brothers? So it can't be referring to Rabbi Kiva. It must be Ella L'Rebbe Lazar, who says Rakika is ma'akev the chalitza. Rakika is ma'akev, that means it's essential to the chalitza. So once she spit, even though she didn't do the chalitza yet, that started the process of chalitza, and therefore she'd be possible to the brothers. So Gemara says, V'hashnei dvarm ha-matirim ninu. But isn't this now considered, according to Belazar, it's called Shnei Matirim. Shnei Matirim, it's compared, for some reason it's strange, we're comparing chalitza to karbanos, but when there's Shnei Matirim, we need both Matirim to be present in order to have the things to move. One without the other is a half-baked job that it shouldn't do anything. Because we have a din. V'hashnei dvarim hamatirim ninu. U'shnei dvarim hamatirim ein malin zeh below zeh. One without the other doesn't work. So if he requires both rikika and the chalitza, rikika without chalitza, nothing has taken effect. So why should she be possible to the brothers? So it must be, so it's not Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says rikika is really completely irrelevant. It can't be Rabbi Elazar because it requires both them, not one without the other. So who is the author of the statement that by spitting alone would disqualify her to the brothers? It must be none other than Elak Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? The Tanya, again, I don't know why we're using Kachim as the model for Chalitza, but either way, that's what we're doing. The Tanya, Kivsei Atzeres, when it comes to Yantav Ashuas, there are two sheep for the Atzeres, and there's also bread that accompanies it, Shtei Lechem. The din is, Kivsei Atzeres Ein Mekachin Halechem, El Beshchita. The Karbanos only infuse Kedusha to the bread once Shechita was done to the Kivsei Atzeres. Ketad, Shachtan Lishman, Vizarkan Dam Lishman, Kiddush Alechem. If Shechita was done Lishma, and the Zrika was done Lishma, now the Lechem that accompanied it is now Kadosh. Shachat Shlo Lishman, Zarka Lishman, if you did Shechita without Lishma, but the Zrika was done Lishma, that's not good enough, lo Kiddush Alechem. It's all based on the Shechita, we don't care about the Zrika. If let's say shacht on the shema, the shechita was done properly, but zark daman shalom, but the zrika was not done properly, then it's kadosh veino kadosh divi rebbe. So there's a quasi kedusha whereby you require shnei matirin, but one without the other still creates a quasi kedusha. So to by chalitza, you need both them, but one without the other, we don't say it's nothing like Rabbi Elazar. One without the other has some chalos, so it doesn't matir her, but at least disqualifies her from yibum. That's divi rebbe. Let's just finish the rest of the brayso. Rabbi Elazar bir Shimon Omer liolam eino kadosh ad sheyishchol lishma v'izok dam lishma. He requires Rabbi Elazar both matirin, both have to be present to have any effect, and therefore zrika without shechita or shechita without zrika, neither one is going to be sufficient. So I guess we'll stop here, and Mirza Hashem, we'll continue with this tomorrow.
What does it mean, kadosh? Meaning, what's the concept of?